Let's talk science now. Cystic fibrosis. It's a cruel and it's an incurable disease at this point in time, and those living with the condition face huge difficulty breathing, amongst other problems. New research out of Canada has revealed a link between how a person's lungs detect and deal with bacteria, and that could offer hope of new treatments for cystic fibrosis. To tell us more, I spoke yesterday with our regular science correspondent, Chris Smith. He's in Western Australia at the moment, in Perth to be precise, not in Cambridge. He's there for National Science Week.
Morning, Fran.
I can say good morning and you can say good morning back.
I can say it and mean it.
Exactly. Chris, before we come to these breakthroughs around cystic fibrosis, what's going on in Perth? Why are you there?
Well, it is, of course, National Science Week. And I'm over here because Murdoch University, which is one of the universities in Perth, made me an adjunct professor last year. And so each year I come to Perth and spend a period of time working with the university. And my mission here is to try to increase the number of people from lower socioeconomic groups coming to university, because it's a government priority in Australia to try to increase applications to university, to increase applications from lower SES, socioeconomic status families, and also to try to get those people into science, because there are lots and lots of jobs over here in Western Australia which are going unfilled, largely because we've got a skills gap. And what they want to do is to get more people with the relevant skills so they can apply into those jobs, and therefore prevent them having to import people from all over the place to do them.
And I suppose that's always a focus for Science Week, for National Science Week. In that pursuit, are you also looking to remote communities, remote Australia, Indigenous communities? Are you doing any specific focus there?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, rather than just stay in Perth, we have been up and down the coast quite a bit. We're focusing on a number of remote communities, and I've also been out to Kalgoorlie, and we've done Profs and Pints, which is largely a pub-based enterprise, where there is some science alongside the drinking, but it was fun, and we discussed everything from Ebola right through to jet engines and where food provision in the future and also mining.
So Profs and Pints is science in the pub, is it? Another way of saying
under
that.
Another guise.
And just on Profs and Pints, are people coming to the pub to hear the science, or are you going to the pub to talk science and are people listening and interested?
Oh, it was a bit of both, actually, because of the crowd that turned up. Some came because they wanted to come and listen to what we had to say. And it's very much a discussion informed by the people who attend, because at the end of the day, although we do a quick kind of, this is who we are, this is why we're here, this is what we can discuss, it's very much placed in the hands of the audience to dictate the tone and set the pace. So they provide the questions that then inform the discussion. But some people were just incidental drop-ins. They were coming to the pub anyway, and they saw that there was something on, so they came onto the balcony where we were, and they stayed, which was good. And it went on for several hours. They had to wind it up in the end because no one wanted to go home and the pub wanted to shut.
Oh, you got to love that. Chris, let's get to the cystic fibrosis story. What can bacteria tell us about the way a person is dealing with this condition?
Well, cystic fibrosis is extremely common. Maybe 1 in 2,500 people in Western countries are affected by it. And it's caused by the inheritance of two copies of a faulty gene called CFTR, which is cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator, which is why we call it the CF gene. And this is expressed on the linings of your airways. And this gene dictates how the mucus is produced on the surfaces of the airways. And in people who have CF, they make very thick, what we call inspissated mucus, which is very hard to remove from the lungs. And it gets trapped in the lungs and it traps microorganisms. And this leads to cycles of infection, inflammation, and then ultimately damage to the airways, which culminates in fibrosis, stiffening of the lungs, and impaired gas exchange, poor respiration. And this is inexorable and it's inevitable for people who have CF. One of the issues, though, is, well, what comes first? Is it the thick mucus that then begets the infection? Or is it that the infection does something to the lungs and changes the infection? And it's been very difficult to study this until now. There's this paper that's come out this week in the journal PNAS by Juan Yonofsky, who's a University of Saskatchewan researcher over in Canada. And they have developed this very clever technique to use a very focused beam of X-rays to study the thickness of the mucus layer on the airway. And they use pigs for this because we've got a pig model of cystic fibrosis. You can get pigs which are healthy and you can compare them with pigs which have the pig equivalent of CF. And they take the trachea, the big airways from the pigs, and they drop onto the trachea tiny beads which have been coated with a bacterium called Pseudomonas aeruginosa. And this bug is very common as a major lung problem for people who have CF. And using their new technique, they're able to see how the airway responds to the presence of these bug-laden beads, which mimic the inhalation of bugs, which we get every day as we go about our lives. And what they're able to show is that in a normal airway, as soon as the bacterial beads drop onto the airway, signals coming from those bacteria are picked up by the airway cells, which in turn increase the production of the mucus locally. This swamps the bacteria in mucus, and because the mucus is nice and thin and there are these hairs beating, it pushes the bugs and the mucus away from the mucosa, the lining, keeps it healthy. In the animals that have the CF condition, this detection is faulty. The cells do not respond by producing this enhanced mucus output, and the mucus they already do have is thick and sticky, so they don't clear the bugs properly. And they're saying this is very important because it isn't just cystic fibrosis where you see cycles of repeated inflammation and poor detection of bug signals by the mucosa. It may also inform our management and better management of chronic diseases like asthma and also chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, which is associated with smoking.
Chris, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Fran.
Chris Smith, our regular science guru, and you can hear all sorts of lots more great science stuff from Chris on The Naked Scientist every Friday evening at 10 o'clock right here on RN.